Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel and Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah now, Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, is going to discuss what to do with meat that is found in places where it can be assumed that it actually belongs to Karbanos. Says the Mishnah, Basar Shenimtza Ba'azar, if meat was found in the Azar, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and we're unsure, does it belong to a Karban? Is it a Karban or is it regular meat? A Varanolos, if whole limbs were found, meaning the meat was cut into the large cuts into which a carbon ola is divided before being placed in the mizbeach, then we're going to assume that the meat is a carbon ola, since only carbon olas are cut into these limbs. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'chasichos chatos, if they're found as slices of meat in the Azara, then they are assumed to be from a karban chatas, from a sin offering, that although all karbanos whose meat is eaten are cut into slices, it was not typical to eat the meat of a karban shlum or similar karbanos in the Azara, since they may be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. Therefore, we're going to assume that it was a karban chatas that was found. Continuing in the Mishnah, b'Yerushalayim, if the meat was found outside of the Beis HaMikdash, anywhere in Yerushalayim, then Zivchei Shlamim. Then we're going to assume that the meat is a Karban Shlamim, since those Karbanos may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. And since the meat of a Karban Ola Chatos or Asham may not be removed from the Azara, we may assume that meat found outside the Azara and in Yerushalayim is not going to be from any of those Karbanos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Zavozah to Ubar Tsuraso. But in either case, whether the meat was found in the Azara and assumed to be an Ola Chatas or Asham, or whether it was found somewhere in Yerushalayim and assumed to be from a Karban Shlamim, it may not actually be eaten or offered on the Mizbeach. Rather, what should happen? It should be left overnight until its appearance changes, and it's therefore going to become pusel. It's going to become disqualified. This is what's referred to as Nosar, that if you leave it over, then it's going to become disqualified, it's going to become pusel, and therefore that's what we're going to allow happen to it. You can't actually eat it or bring it on the mizbech, the yetzei lebeis hasreifa, and it should then be taken out to the place where they would burn it, where pusel karbanos, disqualified karbanos, are burnt. It cannot be eaten or burned on the mizbeach, because while it was lost, it was without anyone supervising it, and it may have actually become tameh. But it can also not immediately be burned as a disqualified karban, because it may not have become tameh, and is therefore usur to destroy karbanos that would otherwise be brought on the mizbeach. Therefore, we should leave it until it becomes definitely disqualified, at which point it can be burnt. Continuing in the Mishnah, now we're going to discuss what to do with meat that is found where there is no reason to suspect that it was holy, says the Mishnah, Nimtza Begvulin. Meat that was found anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Yerushalayim, a varin nevelos, if whole limbs were found, they are assumed to be a nevela, which were cut into large pieces, to be fed to the dogs. Chasichos, mutaros, if slices were found, they are assumed to be from a properly shechted animal that was then sliced up for human consumption, and they are therefore permitted to be eaten. Uvishas haragel, but if the meat was found at the time of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, during any of these Shalosh Regalim, Shabbasar Merubo, and everyone has meat, there's a lot of meat to go around in honor of the Yontif, Af Eivarin Mutar, and that says even whole limbs are going to be allowed, because due to the great amount, the volume of meat being consumed during the Yontif, it was customary to cook the entire limbs instead of slicing all of the meat into smaller pieces. Continuing now with Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet, says the Mishnah, Behema Shenimtzeis Mirushalayim V'ad Migdal Eder, that if there's a live animal that is found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which is a place that was not far from Yerushalayim, what's the halacha? Uchemidasa lechol ruach, or at that distance from Yerushalayim in any direction, we assume that it comes from Yerushalayim. And since most animals in Yerushalayim are holy as karbanos, we're going to assume that this animal is also a karban, which would be a karban shlamim. Therefore, says the Mishnah, zecharim olos, any male karbanos, any male animals that are found that are going to be assumed to be a karban ola, since karban olas must be male animals. Therefore, nekevos zivchei shlamim, but any female animals are going to be found, and they're going to be assumed to be karban shlamim, and they are offered on the mizbech as a karban shlamim, since females cannot be offered as olos. Female animals found in Yerushalayim are going to be assumed to be shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, haroi lepsachim psachim. If the animals that are found are fit to be a karban pesach, kodem L'regel shloshim yom, if they are found within 30 days before Pesach, then they're going to be assumed to be Karban Pesach. Since the halachas of Pesach are taught beginning 30 days before the Yontif, people began making animals holy for their Karban Pesach at that time. Therefore, lambs and kids found during this period are assumed to be Karban Pesach. Have a great day.